Coming up next, we have a guest from the Nerds Domain podcast. Guys, if you weren't here last hour, unfortunately, you missed their podcast recording here. But they are doing a podcast mixer tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., which is really sweet. Nerds Domain kind of covers all sorts of fun, nerdy topics. They had Max Grodenchik from Star Trek Deep Space Nine on the show a while ago. He plays Nog, right? Rom. He plays Rom, which is... That's fucking cool. Deep Space Nine, easily the best Star Trek. We can fight about it later. Don't you gasp. Anyway, this is Shirley Ned's Wiki.
Sounds like Steve, right? So I don't do very well with these things.
Okay, there. Got it. So, roles. Let's see. Three facts that you should know about me. I come from a Catholic family, which entails a lot of drinking. And my father was in the military and thought he was a drill sergeant. So, imagine three children. 11, 7, and 5. Two girls and a boy. We terrorize my younger brother. And we, like, dress him up as a girl and things like that. But my dad, being the wonderful, loving father that he is, would get us up in the middle of the night and run us around to do PT and calisthenics. And the one that I remember the most is, tell me you're a worm, tell me you're a worm. So imagine yourself as an 11-year-old, and you're down on the floor doing push-ups, and you're laughing your butt off because he was hilarious. And you're like, tell me you're a worm. So that, like, I'm a worm, Dad, I'm a worm. But... Sorry, I'm a little nervous here. I'm better behind a mic. I'm not good in front of an audience.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
But you have to face the mic.
Yeah. And everybody. Wait, hold on. Everybody's naked. No, that doesn't work. No, I'm good. So that coming from that background and my dad like pushing us to have that kind of comedic value in our family pushed us to think, and we always were in front of the TV. I can't remember where my mom was, but she was usually in a Harlequin romance book. So that pushed us to use our imagination. And I just remember, like, all of the holidays going, and we would come up with all these plays, and we would, like, dress up, and John, my brother, would be the girl, and it just, like, I never got into theater in school, which I wish I would have, but that got me into being very comfortable talking to people and speaking to people, and... I never was able to find that niche. And then I met Matt. Well, I started when the interwebs came on. I started looking for, I don't even know how I got into it, but I got into this game where you role-played online, which was cool because nobody really saw you, and you didn't have to dress up or anything. And then as the interwebs advanced, I got and looked for more role-playing games and more opportunities. I found Indie by Night, and Indie by Night is an Indianapolis role-playing group. And lo and behold, did I find out I could go and act with people. Real, live people. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. And then I'm in love with Dracula. But not only that, it was a vampire LARP. I get to pretend to be a vampire. Are you crazy? But that kind of led me to... meeting Matt, I joined this, like, six-player troupe, and I got to do my first vampire role, and it was really cool. I got to beat some people up. I owned a bar. What else have I done? I became a nun, and I know, how does a vampire become a nun? But other than that, it led to me meeting Matt through a game and just amazing people. And now we have from his wonderful brain Nerds Domain. And so I guess like my role model would have been my sister and my dad. Thank God he made us do calisthenics when we were little. Or I would have never met him.
I think vampires like the coolest thing that I just like. I don't know. I am so impressed by the people who do it, and I feel like I never could. Like I just do not have the ability to do that. I know like the one of the big like lecture buildings on my college campus. Like one Friday a month, they would turn it over to LARPers, and I always felt bad for like visiting academics who would just like accidentally wander in that building and stumble into this game of vampire and like not have any idea what to do. But I also think that is an awesome thing that could have happened.